Hello, and welcome to another episode of Banking on Information. Today, my guest is Heather Xiao, who's founder and CEO of Horizon Zero, and an expert on open banking, open finance, and smart data. Welcome, Heather, to the podcast.
Thank you, Edgar.
We always start with this very important question, which is, why do you do what you do?
Yes. That's a really a good question to start with. Why? So I developed a customer-centric ecosystem-driven research framework for smart data. For people who do not understand, maybe not quite aware of smart data, basically it's an extension of open banking and open finance, sharing the customer data to trusted, secure, trusted third parties and through the data providers, and create innovative solutions and customer experiences. And so this is what I do. Why do I do this? There are a few reasons. One reason is that I truly believe smart data and open data sharing will transform our lives and transform our business models in the future. It's going to have very profound impact to our society through data unification. That's the reason that drives me, and also the company I founded, and also the team I have been working with in the ecosystem. And then personally, the reason why I want to do this is because I have been working in this open data sharing for the last 10 plus years. And I think that what really tantalizes me is that I found this is something none of us has worked out everything yet. So it's really something for us to explore. And that's why it's so I feel it's so important, because we can be the person, or we can be, you know, you and me and many others can help to make the future happen. So yeah. I felt it's something very meaningful for me. Why I do it.
Yeah. So you are an explorer, and you like to lead the way by providing frameworks for others to help them understand how to leverage open data. That is a great why to have. Now, talk to me a little bit more about what it is that you do with that framework and with your company. What are the typical things that you help your clients with?
I've been working in this field for a while, and I felt the element that I could bring is to help to address a gap that I see, and also many others also see in the ecosystem. So I have been working in different areas of open data sharing for the last decades. I have been working in the in banking. So I used to be the head of open banking, API banking at Standard Chartered Bank. So I understand the bank concerns about open banking. And also have been working with OBIE as their chief product officer. So on the regulatory side, in standardization. Yeah. So I also understand from regulatory point of view, how it is important to have the standards, while not having the standards to stifle innovation. And I have also worked with the airline data sharing. I used to be the API integration for Qantas Airline, and I experienced how airlines actually such a big ecosystem, very similar to open banking actually, to share data across the different airlines, airport, customers, really create better experience for the customer. However, the gap I found is more of a fragmentation or misalignment, industry misalignment. I've been part of the future entity working group about more than a year ago to look at how do we extend the benefit of open banking and with many parties in the ecosystem, including the banks and in the regulatory bodies and in the business associations, industry associations. I found that everyone wants to progress open banking, but the challenge we need to go through is that we need to align our thinking about how do we galvanize our products and services together to create customer benefit. And that is actually something in my view is a bit new, because for many decades, we want to align business with customer needs, so customer business and technology. But now, because open banking and open data needs an ecosystem effort, so that's why in UK, for example, if we talk about UK PLC, or in across the borders. Then we talk about how we can use our services to connect with others and connect with innovators, fintech, and you know other countries to make for customer benefit from. So we need to really need to have the ecosystem thinking, aligned thinking. So that's why I felt this framework is very, very important.
So you have a great perspective from the different lenses and the different viewpoints. And I think that is important, especially when we're trying to do something new, right? That you have this understanding both from a regulatory perspective as well as from a bank perspective, as well as from an airline perspective, how that's done. And I can see that can be very valuable for your customers to have that perspective and be able to bridge those different stakeholders and those different perspectives. Now, when your customers talk about when they work with you, how do they say they get value from it? So maybe you can give me a story of someone that you work with and they sort of said, hey, it was so great working with Heather because she did this for us.
Yeah, sure. I have been working with different players in the ecosystem, although my company is very small. So it only started last year. So we are still in a very beginning stage. But I've been working with different customers, including the customers in the banking sector, telecommunication, and energy, etc., to help them to envision the future data strategy. Then, for example, one of the banking customer I have been working with, they are a big bank, and they are very forward-looking, wanting to see how they can use smart data and open finance to extend further benefits and better experience for their customers. However, as you know, banks, they also have their own very immediate need is to generate value for the business so they sustain. And they can not only sustain, but also, you know, the coming 1, 2, 3 years, they can see how smart data can generate value for them. So that's the key concern for banks to see how we can commercialize at the same time create value for the customers. So that's how I've been working with them on how do we align the vision, which is create customers benefit, with their execution, which is the product or capabilities they have. And a lot of capabilities, different categories of capabilities that include technology, product, and their business models. How do they work with partners? How do they work with regulatory? And also there are other areas of that capability that support this, including how do we leverage AI and other emerging technologies to accelerate their open banking and smart data development, as well as how do I sync up my glossary? So how do I call smart data? How do I call this digital identity with these others so that everyone is aligned together with learning from other industries and other countries? So there's so much to do, but I think that the core is that we need to have a very simplified approach to create this product so that the bank can not only create the future vision for the customer, but also realize immediate value to say, this is the high-hanging fruit. And how do I do it? I think the key is to look at the customer experience. It's always the key. So what are the customer journeys for a specific group that your customer can benefit from using smart data? So looking at the customer value chain on different things, onboarding customers, you know, settlement, and other banking, like lending and mortgage and other banking, customer banking needs. By doing that, we can create more information for the customer. So that's what my customer has been happy about me working with them.
I can see that they get lots of value from having your expertise and helping them chart a future strategy, but also think how there can be benefit today. And it's actually a great bridge to my last question. I like to do this thing called futures thinking. So let's think 10 years out. We don't know what the future is going to be 10 years from now, but let's imagine what it could be. So in 2035, where do you think the market is for open banking, open finance, smart data? Paint us a possible picture of what that looks like.
I think emerging technology has been developing so fast in our society. So it's almost like, feels like many of them, it's like a wild card. It's sometimes it's very difficult to imagine in 10 years where we will be, but it will be very, very different for sure.
Yeah.
I think also with the like the hot technologies like AI, etc., and open banking and smart data will be hugely influenced by it as well. So it will accelerate the way it develops. So I think, and provided that we make it secure and then, you know, to lead the technology to provide good for the society. I think in 10 years' time, I would see that smart data or this open data sharing across the world would really help us to transform our lives in a very significant way. Like, for example, if you look at different sectors, like energy sector, then we could unify the data so that we can use energy in a more cheaper and more sustainable way, enable vulnerable groups to be able to consume energy and, you know, it's like in a fair way as well.
Right.
And also, for example, we can buy a house much in a much streamlined way. And so rather than today, by the way, this actually needs a huge amount of work. It's a really great vision, but when you look into it, by having this vision, then we need to have changes from the banks, from the leasing lending companies, and they all digitize, create the API, standardize, and also from the consumers. And so people need to be aware this is good. So the whole ecosystem have to galvanize ourselves to achieve that vision. And then other things like retail, we can use very personalized service for customers. So retail can create like a grocery list and services much better to support our health. Medical services, when we can improve the efficiency of the hospitals, they can provide services that can be preventative rather than using technology or APIs to, you know, to immediately to create services in real time rather than today. So there's so much achieved, and I think the future is brilliant. but provided that we actually use our technology and the smart data APIs in a very ethical way, and also think about how we can direct it to prevent fraud, to make people trust the services and mature our capabilities.
Now, that's a great vision. So everything is going to be more efficient, more equitable, like more people are included in the system because of smart data. It'd be easier to buy a house. It will be more personalized, is what I hear you say. And therefore, you can also do preventative things instead of fixing things after the fact. But to do that, we do need to keep going on the standardization of the data. And everyone does need to buy into open data and create the APIs to do that.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, I see this is quite a very long journey because open banking has been taking us seven months to get here. Then imagine smart data extend the payment sector into the holistic open finance, into many, many other sectors, medical, transport, telecommunication. So it's a huge scope. 10 years definitely is not enough to make this mature. But maybe other more emerging technology, maybe this could be accelerated, which I can't see at this moment. Yeah. So I think to be able to achieve that for today, we shouldn't be fearful about how long it will take, but more about how much impact can we create from now. So let's not boil the ocean, but look at what problem can we solve for the customers. Like, for example, you know, how do we help the elderly people in winter to have more heating services using data sharing, for example?
Yeah.
Just by having that group of people benefiting from the leverage of smart data, and we can receive their trust and also receive better customer adoption. And then we can perfect our services, mature our capabilities. And then problem by problem, invention by invention, then I think accumulating that over the years, we'll be able to achieve the outcome you want to have.
Perfect. And that, I think, is a great point to wrap it up. So we still have a long way to go, but we should go use case by use case and also get some benefits now. Thank you very much, Heather, for being on the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Roger. And I really appreciate your effort for the ecosystem. And thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you so much. And until next time, choose to be curious.